I'm Jonathan Johnson. The poem is Alone and with Others. When I was a boy and no love had yet been lost, I'd fall almost asleep on a sofa my grandmother called a Davenport. It wasn't so much the words I held in the afternoon darkness I made from shutting my eyes and turning my face to the Afghan, as the voices, my people. Like a light here and there on a valley floor at night in the mountains, or the mountains themselves abstracted to their forms against moonlit sky. That was in Idaho, getting to be a long time ago now, a small farmhouse standing still as it sinks into its cellar, but never again to be lived in. I drifted with them. The forest began outside at the edge of a small, close field, and went, I thought, forever, like those voices in the room around me would, for all I knew. I know better now, of course, here on the far side of a day gone past dusk, in the Scottish Highlands, with family I had yet to find. My cousin Campbell's about the age I was then. He and I take turns running the bale wrapper, while his dad backs and swings the tractor's headlights to load each fresh one. Pull this lever, and the bale spins, round into the black wrap like a dying star. Cut it with the razor knife, and tuck the end in tight. Pull that lever to dump, leaving the smell of hay and emptiness on the turntable, ready for the next. The boy and I take turns, three bales each. His go is long enough for me to leave the diesel growl and gear whir, and walk the narrow road alongside the stone wall, with the moon rising over ridgeline, and turn at the gate and cross the fresh-cut field that's the floor of this deep glen to where the moon sinks away and the voices of the machines are small and far. How can one life be one life? Where is then? When I turn and walk back, I make the moon rise again.